So we've all been there. You're just blankly staring at your screen, just daydreaming, and you might feel like it's tough to focus on whatever it is you're trying to focus on. You get distracted too easily. Well, the answer to improving your mental clarity might actually be lying on your dinner plate. And so today, we're going to take a look at some of the best foods to help sharpen your focus and how they could aid you also in your weight loss journey.
Welcome to the V-Shred Better Body, Better Life podcast, where we help you live your best life while working on your health and fitness goals. We're here to make your journey fun and inspiring.
What's going on, guys? Vince here, back with another episode of the V-Shred Better Body, Better Life podcast. And today we are going to be talking about brain foods or foods that are good for your brain. So if you ever find that you got that brain fog descending on you in the middle of a task or the middle of the day, or you notice your stomach growling within an hour of working out or eating, sorry, then I've got some exciting solutions for you, okay? So first things first, I'm a little sick, so don't mind my nasally voice. But second thing is, when it comes to eating foods, you have to figure out what exactly, or you're trying to improve your mental clarity, you have to figure out what exactly are brain foods, right? Because you probably heard that term before, because your brain is, it's a super complex organ, right? And just like all the other organs and tissues inside your body, it needs good nutrition to perform at its best. And so maybe you've heard how certain fats are meant to be heart healthy. Well, there's also certain foods that are critical for good brain function as well. And these are foods that are packed with nutrients that specifically help our brains perform a variety of different functions. So maintaining focus, improving your memory, and then also how they can help to curb your appetite as well. And so when it comes to weight loss, our brains help regulate our appetite by decoding the signals that your hunger hormone, ghrelin, and your fullness hormone, leptin, send out. So if these signals aren't being properly decoded, it can result in us eating too much and gaining weight, right? And so we need to take special care of our brains. Our brains basically help us with everything from deep focus to productivity to weight loss. And so how can we eat to optimize our brain's performance, right? Well, let's look at some of these brain foods that we talked about and examine what makes them so special, okay? So I want to start with walnuts, right? These, ironically, are shaped like a brain and are rich in antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids. And the nutrients in these are known for boosting brain health. Plus, they'll help you feel full, which is nice. So you're not reaching for a snack every hour. But walnuts are great in salads. They're great added to fish dishes, chicken dishes. And then obviously, they're just a nice little snack that you can eat on their own as well. But be careful that you don't go wild with these, though, because walnuts are pretty high in calories. It's a healthy fat, yes, but it's a fat nonetheless, which are 9 calories per gram, which is over double protein and carbs. And so just a small handful can be pretty beneficial, but also pretty high calories. So just be careful with how much you're eating. All right, next up, we have blueberries. Blueberries are known as a great food. They're often referred to as a superfood. And like I said, known as one of the most nutrient dense berries there are. They're super low in calories, but high in vitamin C, vitamin K, loaded in fiber, great for antioxidant amounts that are in them. They're actually dubbed the brain berry by some nutrition experts because these are packed with, like I said, antioxidants that have been shown to delay mental aging and improve brain function. And there was actually a study done in London that found that blueberries actually improve cerebral blood flow and strengthened short-term memory. And guess what? They can also boost your metabolic rate because they contain something called catechins, which help your body break down and use dietary fats more effectively for energy, right? So while being great for your brain, they're also incredible for weight loss because they're so low in calories. So instead of reaching for something like a calorie-dense dessert, try a handful of berries and see if that helps out with the sweet tooth that you have or the cravings that you have, okay? Next up, we have one of my all-time favorite foods, eggs. Eggs are a staple in my diet. They are a powerhouse when it comes to food-rich or vitamin-rich foods and mineral-rich foods and just healthy fats as well, also high in protein, obviously. But What you might not know is that a nutrient found in eggs, choline, has awesome benefits for your brain health. Choline helps to produce a neurotransmitter, which obviously plays a key role in learning and memory and muscle control. And so, as well as being packed full of healthy protein and fat, eggs are also great for your brain power as well, which is why they're considered one of the ultimate superfoods. Okay. And one that it has become a staple in my everyday diet and should be a staple in your everyday diet as well. And I'm not just talking about, like I said, egg whites. Everybody thinks that egg whites are going to be way healthier for you. You need healthy fats in your diet. All of the nutrients and the minerals are going to come from that yolk. So make sure that you're getting whole eggs as well. And then another food that's great for your brain health is another one of my favorites, avocado. This fruit is rich in monounsaturated fats, which can support your brain function. They help to improve blood flow to the brain. And they're also a natural anti-inflammatory, which means they could protect your brain cells and your cognitive function. And they also provide a steady energy release, which helps put a stop to those mid-afternoon energy dips and cravings, which is just a nice little bonus on its own for weight loss and sticking to a workout routine because you're not tired all the time, right? And also speaking of bonuses, there's one more bonus brain health food that I wanted to talk about. And this is an easy one to get every single day. And most people love it. Green tea. Okay. I guess it's a drink, not a food, but as well as being a good natural caffeine source, green tea contains something called L-theanine, which can enhance your brain function. Not only that, it can also boost your metabolic rate, which obviously if your metabolic rate is increasing, that's going to aid in calorie burning and fat burning. And then I will say finally, if you're looking for the ultimate brain boost, I'll always suggest Sculptnation's Neuroctane. It's a powerful blend of nootropics shown to help sharpen your cognitive abilities, improve your memory, and just give you more alertness without all the jitters of caffeine. If you've ever seen it's one of my favorite movies, the movie Limitless. I would say Neuroctane is as close to the limitless pill that you're going to find. And if you guys want to check it out, I'm sure we'll put a link to it down in the description or somewhere around, depending on where you're watching this. Look around for a link probably below. You can check it out if you want. But with all that being said, it's also important to understand balance, because while these foods are excellent for both brain health and metabolism, you should always make sure that you're enjoying them as part of an entire balanced diet, right? Too much of anything isn't always good. And so if you want to make sure that your diet is perfectly balanced and you're getting in all the essential nutrients that you need for your brain and for your body type and in the right ratios, our V-Shred certified coaches can help you put together a custom diet plan that just takes care of everything for you, takes the guesswork out of the equation, so you can save that extra brain power that you're getting from these foods and not even have to think about what you're going to be eating for dinner tonight. So you just tell them, your coach, what kind of foods you like, what kind of foods you don't like, and they'll put together a 100% custom plan just for you. And you can get all the details on this in the description below as well, wherever those other links were clicking, check it out. And also for some creative recipe ideas or questions, please do not hesitate to pop into one of our Facebook groups. They're free. And our community is always buzzing with innovative solutions and just shared experiences for different healthy recipes that are high in protein or keto friendly or vegan friendly or whatever your dietary restrictions may be. All right. But time to wrap this up. Here's to feeding the brain and fueling your weight loss journey at the same time. Thank you guys for joining so much. Hope you learned something, and I will catch you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of V-Shred's Better Body, Better Life podcast. Whether you're doing one of our programs, taking our supplements, or just doing things on your own, tune in every week for exclusive content with Vince, V-Shred trainers, and special guests as they share valuable tips around motivation, workouts, food, and living a healthier lifestyle. See you next time.